In live sports.
In right field, Tarasco.
When the fans in the stands get into the act.
Going back to the track, to the wall.
It can be a disaster.
And what happens here?
Much as he wanted to be on the field, 12-year-old fan Jeffrey Mayer's touch of Derek Jeter's fly ball helped make it a home run back in 1996. It was a win for the Yankees, a bitter, nasty loss for the Baltimore Orioles. Sporting events are increasingly getting fans into the act in other, less controversial ways, though, to make everyone winners, regardless of their team allegiance or political outlook. The sports industry, you see, is going green, as in environmentally green. The National Green Sports Alliance is holding its annual convention here in the Big Apple, city of the upcoming Super Bowl in 2014. Martin Tull, the executive director of the Alliance, says being green is a team color in all sports these days.
Within the Green Sports Alliance, we have about 180 sports venues that we're working with across North America. Of those, nearly all have adopted some sort of recycling or composting strategy. About 13 or 14 have on-site solar installations.
What are those? I mean, it's like
The Lincoln Financial Field, MetLife Stadium. Cleveland Indians have also wind turbines installed there. So there's a number of facilities that are both adopting energy efficiency measures, recycling and waste strategies, green cleaning strategies, and then, you know, on-site renewables.
So the tribe, the Cleveland Indians, who've had such trouble getting balls to go out of the park because of the wind right there, right, the Great Lakes, they're actually utilizing that wind.
They are, absolutely. Turn it the other way.
Because the fans don't like the wind in that stadium, particularly as it hampers the home team. And this is so much bigger than recycling. It seems to me that you've got people to think hard about what they eat as well as what they do with their trash.
That's right.
Questions of parking, energy use, the kinds of lighting used at stadiums. These are all cost factors for teams that are really important. And how aware are fans that all this is going on?
Well, I think the next generation of fan is very aware. I mean, when they go to the venue, they expect to see recycling stations there. They expect to see efficient lighting. There's a much higher expectation from the younger generation than older. But I think that we're seeing the same response from fans in venues around the country. Wherever these measures have been installed, they've been getting very positive feedback from their fans, encouraging them to do more.
And you don't get an issue in sports venues of climate change, or that's some sort of lefty kind of thing, organic food that's not manly enough for us. All the sorts of political divisions that make it so difficult to talk about some of these issues, do they vanish when you get inside of a sports stadium?
Well, I think sports is a great equalizer. And you don't have to talk about climate change to talk about how the team was able to save millions of dollars through their new lighting retrofit. So there are ways of talking about these things so that it fits in with the sports culture. You're never going to take away the hot dog from the ballpark, but you can also add sushi, and people may want that. So there's a way of improving the way that things are done, not taking away from the fan experience at all, and actually improving it.
I'm intrigued that one of the sessions at your convention here in New York involves getting people who are fans to eat as well as the athletes.
That's right. It's a new frame that we're bringing forward in the Alliance, asking people, you know, what would it look like if you were to eat like a high performance athlete? And it doesn't mean taking away certain things. It means being more thoughtful about what it is that you're doing.
And does that reduce the amount of beer consumption at the stadium?
Well, you know, we hope it doesn't change all things.
I see. The Super Bowl is in New York at MetLife Stadium. If it's really cold, that could definitely reduce the sort of green imprint of MetLife Stadium. Mm. They'll need to run some heaters at the Super Bowl.
Right.
What are you hoping for? Good weather, cold weather, or warm weather?
Well, no, I hope it'll be warm and sunny, but we'll have to see. But, you know, they do have a couple thousand solar panels up there as well, so they can run some of the heat off that.
All right. Martin Tull is the executive director of the Green Sports Alliance here in New York for their annual meeting. Thanks so much.
John, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.